is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
4HKX.
Sound good here?
Hi, gentlemen, how are y'all tonight?
What?
Okay. Patrick, how are you tonight, sir?
Doing good. Oh, quick draw over there.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'm good, Chad. You sound good. I'm just sitting here working on a guitar, so I'll let you guys be. KB2HX.
Y'all have a good evening. I'll see you on the net, hopefully here in a few minutes. But appreciate the signal report, and I hope y'all had a good day. This is KO4NUE standing by for the net.
Chad, before you go, can you give me a signal report? I'm on a different radio.
Mic gain sounds a little high. If you can drop it just a little bit. But other than that, sounds pretty good.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Patrick. Talk at you later. KO4NUE, clear for now.
KO4HKX, clear for now.
LZI Chad, I don't know if Dave's made any changes on this net mode controller or not. It's supposed to go in the net mode at 8:30, and that courtesy tone's still in there from what I can hear. So when you go to call the net, you better be careful not to time it out just in case that timeout's in place. KI4LZI.
That, Andy. I'm on the Yaesu tonight with testing emergency power, so I don't have DTMF tones on this radio. So we'll work through it. I'll let everybody know, and we'll get through it. Appreciate the reminder, though.
Well, I know the way you've had it set up over the past little bit. It's going net mode at 8:30, then come out at 11:59, but hearing those courtesy tones in there, it didn't go in that mode, so better be careful. KI4LZI.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight. It's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUV. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. More traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Second, KO4HKX, KO4NUE. Any station, can I have a radio check, please?
4JFO, James up here in Tuxedo, you're coming in good.
You're a lot better than what you was when you first started. I guess you got your beam right off back on this and off 195. It sounds better now. When you first started, you was readable then, but you're a lot more quiet now. KI4LZI.
Chad, the repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. post one for tonight. Any all stations. I'm on emergency power tonight, checking emergency power out. If there's any issues with my signal, please let me know upon check-in. All right, we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight, we'll start with pre-check-ins, and there are a lot of them. Starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla and Traveler's Rest. KA4ACL, Ashley and Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville. And KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. And W2AMD, Mr. Andy in Simpsonville. AFI, Don in Piedmont. QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And KQ4EHJ, Thomas in Easley. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. And KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. UHF, Jack in Greenville. KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit. And K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. KD2BNG, Glenn in Graycourt. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. And KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KO4RYP, Miss Anna in Greenville. KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman, South Carolina. And KG4WNP, Landon in Liberty. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. And K4AFT, Michael in Central. All right, that was a big group. So we'll go ahead and move to the RF EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations on.
Good evening, Net Control. This is KG4UOY Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Oscar Yankee Chris checking in from Beaufort, South Carolina. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And your signal is okay. It's dropping in and out, though, so I'm not sure if you have a loose connection at the mic or whatnot, but it doesn't really sound like a signal issue, more or less. Just the audio completely drops completely. Over.
Appreciate the notification, Chris. We'll go ahead and get you in the log, sir. KG4UOY, Mr. Chris, down in Beaufort via Echo Link tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to a portion of the check-ins tonight, tonight being Tuesday night. We'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Hilo 4, Juliet Fox Trot Oscar. I am James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina. This will all be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
NUE. November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, Jerry and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Banana or whale, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. I4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
All right, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. James, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. We'd also like to welcome N4 JBM, Mr. Jerry, and Campobello, and W4 IOE, Mr. Sid and Fletcher, and KI4 LZI, that's Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. Andy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. My wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Welcome, KK4 JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4 MFK. That's Miss Donna. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello, sir. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Wall and Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey. Good check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 Chad, Miss Anna, and all of that be negative and negative tonight.
I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and she brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, I hope you're doing well. Nice hearing you on the radio tonight, ma'am. All right, we'd like to welcome also KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont tonight. And Fred, you be safe out there tonight. Before we move on to Echolink stations, are there any additional stations for Mike through Papa that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenwood County, be negative and negative, 7-3, you're all the net, and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt in Western Greenville County. Matt, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB down in Simpsonville. Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy we said hello tonight, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to Echolink stations, and Echolink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, Chad. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Be sure and tell, Chad, be sure and tell us and that we say hello. Negative and negative.
KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen down in Greenwood. And Stephen, Anna's with her sister tonight at the Peace Center watching a play, so I'll tell her when she gets back from the play tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
RNUE, check in KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, you be safe tonight and bundle up. It's going to get chilly tonight. All right, are there any additional stations Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE.
W4TOA, Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Good evening to the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, W4TOA. That's Mr. Grant up in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform 3 Zulu. Any station, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight. Good evening, Chad, and everyone on the net.
You might have this one by yourself tonight. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, in Cleveland. Shane, hope you're doing well. All right, any additional stations, any Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Welcome, W4XB. Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville. Excuse me, correction. K4XB. Tommy, my mind's tired. I'm sorry, sir. Can you give me your call one more time?
K4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB.
Heard that, bud. My mind is spent. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down in Southern Greenville County. Hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and make one more call for Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta. I'm sorry. Let's make a call for Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Fuel number 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY. He's in front of us, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer, and KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and K3JOI, Miss Joy in Easley. And Gary, I apologize. Did you say you wanted to hang around for comments tonight, sir?
Yeah, I'll be here, Chad.
That, Gary. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-ray Sierra, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KB2HXS. That's Mr. Dave and Greer. Dave, I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any additional stations Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move up to the big group, which is Alpha 3 Zulu. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, Kilo Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo, Yankee, this is Rhonda and Lyman, and negative, negative, but we'll be monitoring.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, no traffic, no comment, and thanks again for holding the net.
I'd like to welcome KQ4FRY. That's Miss Rhonda and Lyman. Miss Rhonda, I think that's the first time you checked in with me tonight. Welcome to the net. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling in.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rack chew may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, go ahead, sir.
4NUE. KK4JBQ here. I'd like to begin by asking you to relay a message to Anna. She sent me an email regarding some editing sometime this morning. And I didn't open my email until probably after 5, 6 maybe. And I think looking at the other emails that have arrived with it, I did not respond in a timely way to be of any assistance. So pass that along to her, would you?
Larry, I'll let her know. And I think that was my doing. I think I clicked on the wrong button. And, you know, that's a bad feeling when you click the wrong button. I quickly followed up with it and got it straightened out. But I just, you know, that's on me. But I'll let her know.
So, well, I guess it might serve somebody. There are a few wrong buttons you can send within an email client. One of them sends what you're sending to maybe one person, to everybody in your mailing list. And so that's a profound problem. And it has, it nipped me once, but I was able to wrangle it in. But it's nipped other people. And, I think if you make yourself known as understanding anything at all about a computer, you'll be called. And there are a lot of folks, even now, of course this used to happen a lot more in time past, but there are a few folks even now that make these simple little mistakes or overlook something that doesn't really present itself as a problem at first. Oh, say, reply to all. That is something. And taking a chain, an email that's been sent in a chain to a number of people, and you reply to all, and it'll send everything that everyone has said to everybody. And they've already read it many times, because a lot of people used to do that. Computers are marvelous servants, but it requires that you understand them. It really does. Oh, gosh. So, anyway, another thing I wanted to mention to you. I got a call on the landline this morning, and I had a ham friend of mine on the other end, and he was terribly, terribly happy. And he was so happy, he didn't tell me in the beginning, you know, right away why he was so happy, but it was because you had helped him with his antenna. And I just, you know my reason for doing this. I just want to say that there are only a few things expected of us hams. We enjoy all of our privileges, and we can play radio if we want to, or make noise, some people say. But to reach out and help a fellow ham is probably the height of, our usefulness, maybe. If you know a little something more than somebody else, reach out there and help them. I think that's enough said. KK4JPQ.
Well, this is KO4NUE with KK4JPQ in the net. Well, Larry, first thing I want to say about that is that I got a lot of help and still need a lot of help with a lot of things, but ham radio is one of them, and still antennas. I'm still moving, you know, trying to move through some things, and I've got to a point to where I realized I can't go any further until I get a better understanding of some electronics. So I've taken on a little crash course to try to teach myself some things in my own environment, and it's been quite the struggle, but I learn something every day. And you know, when I first started checking into this net, I had a lot of people on this frequency that has helped me, and I think you should pass it forward. You're not gonna get any anything negative from that. But at any rate, I'm glad he was happy, and he loaded that thing in the truck and sped away. So I assumed he was good to go, and that makes me feel good when you know you can pass it along to somebody or pass it forward, I'd like to say. But you know, I was taught on this frequency when I first got my license, and you and others on this net have contributed to that. So, you know, I'm just doing what you taught me, right?
Yeah, I'm like you. I got so much help in the very beginning. Just amazing how it flowed like water. You know, I mean, everybody was. If they knew a little bit, they would drop that in the bucket, and finally, my bucket was full. and then it's up to you, you know, to go forward with the little help that gets you off the dime, to use an expression that not many people use anymore. Get off the dime. Yeah. So that was a very pleasant conversation. I enjoyed that so much. I just like talking to happy people, I guess. And anyway, so I passed along the word that you had for me to Donna, and she was tickled. She was, and you know what I'm talking about. She was very tickled and thankful. Wanted to let you hear that also. Oh well, and what else? Oh, I guess that's enough. There's others to talk with you, and I sometimes ramble. So, everyone have a good night. Prepare yourself for cooler weather, as we are still dealing with a little bit of winter yet. But springtime, it's looming and out there for me. I can't wait for the grass to get green. We have one of those grass species that goes, well, it's straw yellow, you know. It's a warm season grass. I don't know which one it is, zoysia or something like that. And you know when it's cold weather, because the grass just goes from green to straw yellow. Tired of that. So let's have some green come back. And so everybody keep warm and keep well. This is KK4JBQ. Great to talk with you, Chad. 73.
Just going to let you know that when he came and visited today, he beat me down at the shop. So my son was down there busy, busy, busy. So when I walked in the door, he was, Barry had the welding shield down and was steady talking to him with the welding shield down. So, but I came in and said, "Hey, man, you know, sorry about that. I just went up to the house for a few minutes, and he kind of snuck in under the radar. But I'm glad he was happy with it. I'm glad Miss Donna's happy. Everybody's happy, happy, happy. So that's a good thing. Appreciate you dropping by with me tonight, Larry. You be safe. I'll give you a holler on the landline. And we'll talk a few more minutes later on. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Ben, hope you enjoyed that today. This is N0TR, Tom, with Bernie sitting over here. I'm the November 0 Tango Romeo, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Chad. And I'll stay a couple, nobody else's line if they are. And tell Larry to come up here that we got plenty of green grass because we got fescue.
You made me laugh there, Tom. Yes, that was chosen by other people that built this complex, not me. I do like green grass, and this stuff is, it just, you know, the weather turns cold, the grass goes yellow, and anyway, good to hear that you're with Bernice tonight. One of the treasures of growing older is growing older together. You know, remember that. It's your blessing, when you took your vows, your blessing are lifelong, the rest of your life, you know. Great to hear you, Tom. And hello there, Bernice, if she's listening. KK4JBQ.
I just worked Sri Lanka here just a minute ago. I was thinking that was a fur piece. It is, Chad. I haven't ever worked that before.
I can welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer tonight. And Tom, I relay a message to Miss Bernice for me. Tell her that the summer sausage is gone. The cheese is gone. The crackers and the pickles, gone. Lasted about 45 minutes. So, just let her know. I'm sure that'll make her happy. All right, let me move up to Echo Link Station real quick. Echo Link.
Hey, good evening. Please check in, KB0, KBJ, Steve. In the other southern state, no traffic. I'll be here for a comment.
Tonight, KB0, KBJ, that's Mr. Steve up in South Dakota. Steve, I'll swing around here in just a few minutes and get you for some comments, but next on the stump is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead, sir.
For NUE and the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to the net. We had a productive day over here on the plantation, as old Dwight used to say. My black German Shepherd, the little female 9 months old, decided she wanted to get out of the fence. So she started digging under it, and I had to go out and repair the fence where she was digging out. Got most of that done. And then I had changed the position of my vertical on my tower, and I put a couple of extensions out. I call them yard arms, because I was in the Navy. Put those up on the tower and put the antenna up, got it all up, and was working it, checking it out and all of this. Didn't put the analyzer on it until later. And I done made a couple of contacts and this sort of thing with it. But I came in, and it's a dual band, 2-meter 440. The 440 side is 1.1. The 2-meter side, are you sitting down, is 8.6.
Goodness. All right. So what you going to do about that? Is that coax, or is it in the antenna? I guess it'd have to be. It'd have to be an antenna, I guess.
I would think that it's in the antenna, Chad. The antenna comes into three pieces, and on the inside, it's got a copper piece on the inside, and it has little connectors. And you take a little Allen wrench and screw those things together. And I'm thinking that probably one of those has come apart because I banged it around and dropped it and this, that, and the other quite a bit while it was down. And then when I put it back up, I did it by myself, and it's up about, it's up about 25 feet or so. And I got up there and did not climb the tower. I was on a ladder, believe it or not. And I had a 24-foot ladder and got up there to the base of it and put those things up. And I stood the antenna on end, on the top end of it, and put the bottom end up so I could reach down and grab it and swing it up and put it into place. And I'm thinking that I probably jarred one of those little connectors loose. It's been together for, let's see, 19 years. So it's probably vibrated loose with all the wind and stuff that we've had. So I probably won't do it tomorrow because it's supposed to rain last time I looked at the weather. And so I'll do it later in the week, maybe, either Thursday or Friday if it's not raining. And we got field day on Saturday if it's not raining. So we'll go about it that way. But I've had a pretty productive day. I felt like I got a lot accomplished, but when I saw that, put the analyzer on that antenna, I said, that ain't good. So I kind of figured that's what was gone wrong with it.
Well, you're going to have to fix that. I mean, you're not going to be able to do that at all. So I guess it's back up the ladder and trying to figure out what's going on with it. Probably I'll take it completely down and take it apart and see. It sounds like something's the wrong length to me, which makes sense as far as connector goes. But the way on here, Gary, I got a antenna question for you, or some guidance.
It can help or not, but I'll answer it. Might not be right, but we'll give it a try. And I meant to tell you a minute ago, you and Larry were talking, and you said that you were trying to learn some new stuff. And as Brother Ray Allison used to say, K4SUG, he said your ham license is a license to operate, but it's a license to learn. So there you go. What's your question?
So the question is, we're having a meeting at the clubhouse on Thursday, and this month we've had a Silent Keys wife has donated some materials to the club, and instead of letting those materials just sit idle, we're gonna fabricate some ladder line J poles. Have a little soldering class and SWR class and things like that. So we're going to construct these at American Legion Post. And from my experience, when you're building, checking SWR, trying to get the leads right on any antenna, my experience is that when I'm in a building, I get the SWR as low as I can in the building, and it always gets better when I go the higher I get with it. Do you agree with that?
It's hard to get the SWR right inside a building. Especially if it's a metal building or if it has metal siding or something of that nature on it, which you know what that does. But if you're building it in a structure that's doesn't have a lot of metal on the sides, and of course your roof could be metal or composite or whatnot, all of that's going to affect the SWR. Now, when you take it outside, it's going to change. Most of the time, it does better. It'll do better, a whole lot better outside because you're not inside the building with the waves reflecting off the walls and whatnot. But height has some bearing on it. Some people say the higher the better. That's not necessarily always true, but I won't go into that. You know, the takeoff angle and the terrain and what the ground's made out of and all that comes into play as well. But the normally, I would say you're right on the money. Once you take it outside and raise it up, the SWR is going to change, and it probably either go up or come down. And you know what to do once you get it outside and change it around a little bit. You said you're going to make it out of a ladder line. Are you going to use a twin lead like on our old TV set, or are you going to use a 450-ohm ladder line, or are you going to use something else, or you know, what kind of ladder line you going to use?
A 50-ohm ladder line, and I've got built a little jig down here where they can just lay it on the jig and cut it here, cut it there, solder it here, solder it there. I'm just going to use it or tell them that the 5 watts, you know, for a roll-up handy antenna. I've built a couple of those things, and I can get the SWR down to, I think, the lowest was about 1 to 1.8, something like that, which is not the best in the world. But, I figure 3 to 5 watts, it'd be all right, I guess. But it's all about learning, and, you know, we're going to have a couple of soldering irons there, and we'll see what happens. We'll string them up outside afterwards and let them make a contact on the repeater, show them that it does work, and, you know, just have a quick class like that. I think we'll be all right, but I wanted to hear what you had to say about it.
It's not great, but I was told a long time ago, Chad, that, of course, I don't know about these SDR radios and this sort of stuff, and everything's progressed so far. But if it's less than two, it's acceptable, and it won't bother you too terribly bad. It's not going to affect your radios that much. And I think that would be good for an HT or something of that nature. But there again, you know, you can spend a whole lot of time tuning an antenna. I know I've done it on several different antennas here at the house. You know, sitting on the ground and it's this, and you put it up there a little bit, and then it changes one way or the other, and you drop it back down and do what you think's needed, and you raise it back up, and sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse, and then you have to drop it back down and go the other direction. So at a club meeting for everybody to get together and play with antennas a little bit, especially if you've got a lot of new hams in the club, which I know you do, and I know you've got some older folks that's been hams for a long time, but you know, they might get a big kick out of it too, something they hadn't done in a while. But I think that'd be great.
Give it a shot. I'll let you know how it plays out. But we're kind of looking forward to it, and I got all my stuff ready. I got a few more things need to take care of, but I think we're good to go. But what you decide you're gonna do with your dog? How you gonna fix that?
Well, I pulled the chain link fence. Well, I didn't pull it down. Where she dug under it, it was kind of loose down at the bottom, and she pulled the aluminum ties that go around the post hooked to the fence. She pulled two of those loose. I found out, and I replaced those and doubled them, so it'll make it a little harder for her to push out. And then I put some pieces of aluminum tubing, about 24 inches long, and I weigh
weaved those into the chain link fence and drove them down in the ground so it doesn't push out anymore. If that doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'd hate to have to pour concrete all the way, a 6-inch by 3-inch piece of concrete all the way around my fence. That'd be expensive. But I don't know. I think that'll work. She hasn't attempted to get back out because when I got her back in the fence, I put her on a chain. And boy, she hates that chain. She laid right down and didn't hardly move all day. I took her off the chain and to feed her because I put her feet bowls in a different place. She couldn't have got to it. And they're out there romping around the yard, barking every once in a while, and who knows what. But I think I've got the problem solved. I'll know in the morning, I guess. She got out yesterday morning, and she got out again this morning. Part of the problem, I think, Chad, is my neighbor on the backside of me has an electrical company, and a couple of his workers were throwing food over the fence. And I think she got out there yesterday morning thinking she could find some food over there because one of the workers showed up, and she got out and scared him to death. He jumped in the van and wouldn't come out. And then today, I think, when the workers showed up, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, she got out again. So I'm going to get up early in the morning and sit in the kitchen and watch her. And if she starts to get out, I'll take care of it in a different fashion. If I have to, I'll shoot her with my little Daisy BB gun.
She needs to, they don't need to be throwing food over the fence. That's just creating problems for everybody. I get it. Maybe you go over and talk with them and see if they'll stop it. But if that's the case, then she's got that in her mind, and that's going to be a tough one to beat. But if anybody can do it, I know you can do it. But she's a pretty thing. I'd hate to see her. I'd see her get hurt, out on the road. So good luck with it. Let me know how it works out.
KI4DOS, DOS. I'll get my call sign out in a minute. But I think she'll be all right. I did have a talk with a neighbor, and he talked with his workers, and don't think they've been feeding her anymore. But there again, I don't know how long they've been doing it. So we'll have to find out about that. But if all else fails, I've got an electric fence out there in the barn. I'll get it out and string some wire around there. I got some insulators to hold the wire off, and I'll put a strand at the bottom and one at the top. And I bet you she gets zapped one good time. I don't believe she'll go close to the fence again.
I think that'll take care of it. Dad's got some buzzer shock collars for his two little labradoodles. I hate to even say that word. But they respond to that very well. I don't think he's had to shock them but once. But it's got a little thing on it where you can set. It's got a little vibration alert on it, and it'll vibrate. And they associate that vibration with a shock. And boy, I'm telling you, they put those collars on, they are dress right dress. I mean, they just act like, highly disciplined dogs. But they know immediately when he takes that collar off. They're just, all over the place. I guess I do the same thing. Somebody put a shock collar on me. But it's amazing to watch the transformation.
I'll let you know how it comes out. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I know Steve's in there. He's going to talk to you, and I don't know who else. But enjoyed it. We'll do it again, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Have a great evening. Tell Miss Anna we'll say 73 for now. Thanks for calling the net. KO4NUE, KI4 and the net, KI4DOS.
Aren't you dropping by 73? Tell Miss Joy we said hello. We'll see you later on down the log. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. Next on the list is N0TR. Mr. Tom, if you're on frequency, go ahead, sir.
Check in. I was waiting and see if anybody else might jump in. But good evening over there, Gary and Joy and all y'all and everybody else hanging around. Check in November 4 Delta Mike Echo N4DME. I'm Paul and Alpha Alpha 4 Quicksilver AA4QS. That's Donald. We're both in Tocoa and just sitting here listing a few things for the Facebook Marketplace, I guess, and sitting here having a cup of coffee and playing radio, trying to stay warm like everybody else.
Welcome, N4DME, that's Mr. Paul, and he brings along the old man, AA4QS, Mr. Donald. Paul, you tell Donald we said hello tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in. Paul, will you be in for comments tonight?
I might be around.
Back around here in a few minutes and give you a check and see. Or if you're still on frequency, go ahead, sir. So we'll move down to KB0, KBJ. Mr. Steve up in South Dakota. Steve, how you doing up there, bud? You about to freeze to death?
Hey there, Chad, KO4NUE, KB0, KBJ. Nope, still hanging in there. The other day, my wife, she likes to jog. I think it was Saturday. Yeah, she got up. She said, I'm going jogging. She likes to do that a couple times a week. So she put her snow cleats on and took off and come back. And she had her 3 or so miles or whatever she did in. And she says, how cold is it? I'm like, zero. So... You just keep moving, you'll stay warm.
Well, that's a different kind of cold. One year, Steve, I got sent to Fort Wainwright, Alaska for some training. I was up there about 3 weeks, and it was January. We had leadership and development class up there, and we flew into Fort Wainwright, I believe it was, or Fort Carson. I remember which one it was. Man, I'm telling you, I got off that airplane, and oh my gosh, that was just a different kind of cold. And we got in this Dodge pickup truck that the Army had that they moved people around with, and got in the back of that thing with a canvas cover. I like froze to death trying to get to the barracks, and the next day I had to take the same truck they drove us in to the other side of post, and the windshield was cracked, and you got looked around, most of the windshields were cracked on the vehicles there, because it gets so cold and the body can't flex and it pops the windshields. And but it was about 1 below, maybe 2 below, I believe. And I couldn't get warm. It just it's a miserable 3 weeks, just miserable. But I'll see how you do it, bud. But kudos to you and kudos to your wife for getting out and running in that weather. Hey, there's no way.
Yeah, she hadn't bothered checking the temp. And then she thought of it after. She was surprised it didn't feel that bad. We haven't had a lot of wind, which is not really that common to have a windless type day. A lot of fog because of it. Ground is cold. Air is, well, there's snow on the ground. Air has been, it hasn't been terribly cold, though, this month, I'd say. You know, average 25 or so for a high. 20, 25. But man, has there been fog. It's building up on the power lines and they're sagging down, way down. I mean, we're talking the big high tension lines. And trees are coated in fog. Some trees are still coated in ice from back in the ice storm back in December. And you got the fog on top of it. We've seen some fog falling off of one day, falling off of the high tension lines, and I stopped underneath. And yeah, I got hit with about a, the vehicle got hit right on the window with about probably 18 to 2 foot long bump of fog come off the line, and that made quite a thump. So we moved on. But yeah, it was doing that. I think that was Sunday. And then the power started blinking yesterday. It was up near freezing or thawing, however you want to say it. And the power started blinking. And I guess it went out for a few minutes also, more than just blink. So I guess the fog, one guy told me he works for WAPA, Western Area Power Administration. They buy and sell power and distribute it. It's up in Watertown. He was explaining what had happened is the top wire on the high voltage transmission line is the ground wire. You know, to keep everything grounded from lightning and EMF type stuff. Well, that will get fogged up too. So when one end drops, or the ice on it, which we did have ice, and one end will drop and ground out the power lines that are below, so it'll cause the power to blink. When sometimes if it, you know, they reset and stuff, those things do, but sometimes it might take a minute to do that, so I guess that's why the power went out here the other yesterday over.